Hey, hold up, B. Wait a minute. just a pre production. But you know, we was just talking about like 50 Cent and Kanye wearing a vest like him.
Yeah.
So that made me think about something because you know I'm a dirtbag. So I was watching a porno. It was a porno from like, it was an old school porno. I think it was like from like the early 2000s. Damn, I feel old saying that. That's old school.
Hey man.
But it was two dudes and a chick and while they was fucking her, why was the soundtrack that 50 Cent what up blood, what up cuz?
Oh, this must do. Was that a what they call it, a Brazzers joint?
No, it was some straight ninjas. It wasn't Brazzers. look at you knowing about Brazzers.
Hey, for some reason, you know, when I guess it's porn, I guess it's popularized right now, so everybody know what Brazzers is by now. Mm.
Yeah, I guess you got a point. Hell, that shit popular now because this quarantine and everything, I guess, and people gotta get it however they can.
Quarantine is like, dang, I want to come over, but I can't come over because I ain't trying to catch them.
Right. Them OnlyFans page popping.
Shit, I know somebody that's on OnlyFans now.
For real? Hey, text me.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I ain't even gonna lie, because I was like, man, I don't even do the OnlyFans. But when I found that out, I'm like, you lying. They got to be fake. You know, I Googled the name. And I was like, you know what?
That's like.
I went, got me a prepaid card, and put that on there. I was like, oh, okay.
They on there giving it to them, right?
Shit trash.
It's trash? All
right. It's trash. All
right, I'm going to have to, please text me. Do I know
them? Nah, not that this job, when I used to work at my old job.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, cause if there's somebody at the gig or whatever, I can only imagine.
It's like I thought it was gonna be. I'm like, nah, it's whack. Yeah. The people paying is whack. I did a trial run. I was like, yeah,
hated it.
And I'm like, oh, your little 15 seconds and the videos of you doing the same thing over and over again. I'm like, I'm saying that. I wish I could. If I know I wouldn't get sued, I'll put it on Reddit and be like, look, stay away from this. And I'll be a contributor.
If it was a good one, which from the sound of it, it wasn't, because you know all the good ones be getting leaked on Reddit anyway. They be, man, them nerds be hacking them servers and be putting all the OnlyFans on their Reddit.
Yeah, they been getting caught up. You know, the people from OnlyFans be on Reddit. So they stop.
Damn. Tragic.
Don't you hate when you type something and don't nobody laugh at your stuff? So check this out, man, before we get going.
Go ahead.
So V, right? You know she tried to sell me some stuff, right? And she sold me, she was like, well, you liked it. So I asked him. I'm like, no, I'm asking you.
Oh, yeah.
The oils. So, you know, I looked at the oils. She sent me a picture of the oils, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you talking about this stuff, the James spelled backwards? Ain't that her daddy? And she did the eye roll and said, yeah. I'm like, oh, Lord. You know, you seen lottery ticket, right?
Yes, sir.
You know, Charlie Murphy's name was Samaj in it.
Oh, damn, I ain't tripped off of that. Yeah, it was.
And old dude had pulled the gun. He was like, why you got that gun on me? He said, don't trip, James. He was like, my name's Samaj. Your name is James. Because it is spelled backwards. You know, I had to hit it with that line. So, look. So, when I ordered it, you know, I'm ignorant. And I was like, look, I would like to order two bottles of the James spelled backwards oils, please. I guess she ain't laughed. She just said, I have you ready. I texted her daughter.
She just said, all right.
Yeah, she laughed.
She ain't find the humor in that.
I would text V. I'm like, look, your daughter ain't finding humor in my text message. I'm upset.
Wait a minute. How about that was her daughter?
Yeah.
That was her daughter you was texting?
Yeah, well, the order.
Hey, man, you funny, dog. Do you even know that girl like that? I mean, I know you met her.
Nah, no, I don't care. I'm ignorant.
That's that girl. That's that girl middle name, I think.
It is.
So of course she ain't finding it. She like, this nigga making fun of my name.
Hey, but I'm still by her, so that's kind of backhanded, ain't it? I'm gonna text her and tell her. I was like, your daughter ain't finding humor in my text.
Hey man, you's a wild dude, man.
Edge, I can't let this stuff go. I was like, look, man, this is booby comedy content right here. I had to say it.
Mm-hmm. Hey, what's up, everybody? Uptown back at it again with a brand new podcast. I'm low. I'm fucking up from Shake Shack right now, and I'm in a different room, and my computer down, so. Y'all getting whatever y'all get today. Here as always. You said what?
I was about to say you sound different.
Yeah, my computer took a shit on me. So I'm on my phone recording this. Yeah, so I'm in a different room and everything, and I'm eating some Shake Shack. I'm trying to get my dinner in. So y'all get whatever y'all get. But I got my man here. My man, the glue that holds all this together, V.
What up, y'all? We was already talking the shit already, so you know it. So, what's popping?
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of that, I just found out recently that Jack Harlow is a white dude.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That ain't nothing wrong with that. I was just like, it was just like one of them conversations we had on a podcast, like some artists we didn't know. who was who until we saw the album cover or the video or whatever. Oh, snap. Okay.
I kind of figured Jack Harlow was a white dude just by the sound of his voice and kind of like what he was rapping about.
Yeah, I should have known when he said just joshing, because, you know, that hit me with the loop. I was like, okay, he said just joshing. Okay, I kind of dig it, but now I get it.
Mm-hmm.
Just joshing. Oh.
Damn. Now, I haven't heard anything other than that one song. Have you heard any of his other work?
Yeah, he got a couple more. You know, when you hit YouTube and you start looking at folks and they other stuff come up, he ain't bad, man. Like, how little baby say he got swag. I ain't got the accent. You know, because I watched the little baby on the complex he was doing his shoe shop. You know, I got the little swag. You know, I like my clothes slim. I like it to fit. I don't like a baggy or nothing. You feel me?
So hey man, fuck it, let's start right where we need to start at. This motherfucking Megan Thee Stallion and Tory Lanez situation.
Hey, first of all, man, y'all need to leave Megan alone. She ain't do nothing to nobody but rap. But y'all making these memes. I know people ain't safe, but I mean,
Didn't she come out and say, like, hey, man, that shit ain't cool. Like, I got shot. Why y'all making fun of me?
Yeah, the memes ain't funny. And I'm like, she got a point, man. Like, she got shot in the foot, but you don't know what kind of infection she could have got or what she still could have been seriously. Like, that stuff, she probably traumatized. Because, like, I ain't never been around, like, gunfire like that. But, shit, you can only imagine that shit loud. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, I've been around gunfire. I've never been shot or shot at, but I have been around some shootings happening. And yeah, man, y'all forget like that sound, dude. Because I mean, gunfire—if you close enough, can like make your ass go deaf if you ain't careful. But man, so I don't even know how the story goes because Megan really hasn't said how it happened, and Tory ain't said shit, and that little nigga normally be all over social media.
So I think she kind of did It was in the altercation. She said she was attempting, her life was at threat. So, like, he meant to shoot her ass. She didn't say how it led up to that, but I know it's a video. You kind of saw the video of her running with her hands up, saying don't shoot. And she was saying she did not get arrested. She was telling the police with her hands up that she was shot in the foot, and they took her to the hospital, to the ER. That's what happened. She didn't get arrested. People was laughing. She ran towards the police with her hands up, and they arrested her. She didn't get arrested. But a lot of people joking around said Tory Lanez shot at her in his car seat. Can I wait, man? Leave a little daylight or Daystar gone alone.
So, I watched a DJ Academics video about this when we talked earlier about like what we was gonna talk about today, and DJ Academics normally be having like most of the facts on her. I know people hate that nigga, but he good with me. So it was a situation where it was Megan, Tory, and Megan's best friend was with them. And pretty much the best friend pretty much gave up that Tory is the one who shot her. She was like, look, it was like three people in the car. I ain't shoot her, and she ain't shoot herself, so do with that what you will.
That's how you snitch.
But right, Tekashi need to take notes, huh?
Right.
But the scuttlebutt, the word around, word on the streets is they was on some kind of date, and Megan and Tory had I guess they got into an argument or something.
Is that she ain't really about her songs? She ain't really a freak like that.
Well, I mean, she could still be a freak. She probably just didn't want to get freaky with his ass.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and women have the right to say no, but like, Tory, man, look, Tory got a fucking identity complex. One minute this nigga want to be Drake. The next minute he run around Toronto talking about he the Toronto Tupac. Like, dude, be somebody that's yourself. I mean, but from what people are saying, whatever, it just... They got into an argument or whatever. I think people, I don't know if this is a joke or not, but it sounds good. People saying she called him a little dude. and that's when that nigga pulled out that
a little quick, huh? shoot that big black motherfucker toe off.
Yep.
So my man's tripping, man. Come on, Daystar.
I mean, but you know what, though, man? For real, though, while motherfuckers talking about Tekashi canceled and shit like that or whatever, which he ain't, y'all need to be trying to cancel this dude while y'all trying to cancel everybody else. Because if this dude went around shooting women because they rejected him, that ain't cool.
Yeah. No, okay. What you said, you kind of got to snitch on that.
Yeah. That ain't gangsta at all.
Violence against me. That's not cool. Look at your boy. Just walk away. I don't know if that's hard to do for some. Like, you gotta hit that woman or something. Man. Is it the quarantine that's doing it to her? You couldn't get nowhere, and Megan Thee Stallion was looking thick and juicy in the car, and you just look. I don't know.
Well, for some people, it is, man. It is. It's just like, they like, man, look, motherfucker, don't nobody disrespect me, especially for a lot of these dudes who are famous now. I mean, Tory's been famous for maybe like, what, like 5 years, if that, like nationally famous?
I guess so, yeah. But he ain't really come to the spotlight until...
Until this shit, really. Yeah, so it's just kind of like one of the things, whatever. So he might be used to people telling him yes, and then you get that person who tells you no, and you start to flip the fuck out, which still ain't no damn excuse. Just take your damn rejection like a man and move on, dog.
Somebody gonna say easier said than done. I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about, like this.
Nigga, I don't know what you're talking about, and I will report your ass to the authorities.
Hey, because I'm thinking about my freedom right now. I'm like, I'm not built for jail or prison. And I don't want to be in the media. That's this. So, hey, you have a good night.
Right.
I go turn on Pornhub.
See, I mean, man, because
Terry Crews will get y'all messed up out here.
Right. Because, I mean, man, look her, dog. It's so much player, man. It's so much player. And she might respect you and then end up giving you something later on the back end if she see that you acting like a fucking adult when you don't get your way.
Right.
So.
Moneybagg Yo didn't act like that when she broke up with him. What's going on? He was probably like, you let Bart Simpson get some and I can't.
And he probably didn't act like that because, I mean, he had already had it. So Tory probably like, you letting all these other niggas smash whatever. Who knows what he done heard. Again, this ain't no excuse. But we know how niggas sometimes talk, how niggas will go around lying on their dick. And it's probably a bunch of niggas in the rap game probably like, yeah, man, I fuck Megan. And then Tory hearing that shit, he probably like, shit, I'm gonna go fuck her too. Like, if she giving it up like that, and then he found out that Megan ain't really giving it up to just any and everybody, and he mad, because he like, oh, well, I heard you and fuck so-and-so, so why you ain't gonna fuck me?
She already said that in the interview that she don't roll that way. She may be in the song, but she like, somebody asked her that question. She said she don't rock like that unless she actually into the person.
Exactly, because, I mean, newsflash, gentlemen out there, for y'all who don't know, most women are usually freaks, but they only freaks for the people who they really like.
Mm-hmm. You rushing the game, man. Like, if it's got to take some time, then it's probably going to take some time. What you in a hurry for? We probably sound like some player haters. I don't know.
Nigga, we sound like some motherfuckers who ain't trying to go to jail.
Right, yeah. We trying to say, I ain't built for prison. So a lot of y'all really not built for prison, else y'all wouldn't be crying. When the charges come, I guess that charge hit different after the crime. Man, I'm like, oh no, man, I messed up. Shit, Tekashi tried to tell y'all that shit hit different.
Man, yeah, man. I just like, because when I heard about this, and I don't know how this shit went, because it went a couple of days. I think it happened like last Sunday, and it went a couple of days before the story even came out, because I didn't even hear nobody saying it like, she was even hurt or anything. And then next thing you know, coming out, I'm like, yeah, she got shot. What?
I just saw like the meme. I saw the memes first. And I'm like, why they keep saying that?
Yeah, man. Prayers up Meg, man. And if Tory really did do this shit, which it sounded like he did do it, can we just, we dare to say that he's pretty much done musically?
Right. And, oh, okay. So look, change the subject. So she did find my joke funny. I feel better now.
Nigga.
And then I don't know what you be doing, because she was like, oh, you must be Logan's friend.
What the fuck? How the fuck I get thrown up in this shit?
She's like, Bobby, your friends got jokes, huh? He must be one of Logan's friends. I was like, oh, yeah, he well known.
Nah, bro.
Man, so, I hate when we be talking about a motherfucker so much, like Tekashi, and then his music come on the radio, and then he's like, man, do I actually like this bullshit?
The only Tekashi song I ever fuck with was that Fifi, and that's because he wasn't on that motherfucker screaming and shit.
I kind of, the screaming kind of get to me, man. When he, what's this new one with Trolls? Mm-hmm. They kind of sound like his other, he ain't doing it the whole time like that one song he had. This one, he rapping. Then he like, I got the flicky and the sticky, yo. I'm like, damn, man, I feel like throwing something. Dang, I hate this motherfucker, but I actually like this song. I'm contributing to the madness.
So he's still talking that shit?
He just rapping about some dumb shit, for real. It just kind of go together.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, man, because if he's still talking that tough shit, which you know, I mean, rappers do what rappers do. I can't even say they shouldn't be talking.
Nikki threw some shots out at Rick Ross.
Because
she was like, Muggs talking about snitches, but you got snitches in your camp. That was I think she just barred up Rick Ross in that
one. Oh, that might not have been against Ross. That might have been against Meek.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, because Rick Ross might be the snitch in the camp.
No, I remember Tekashi had put something out a few weeks back about me, because he was like, dude, how you sitting up talking about I'm a snitch, but you work for a snitch, and everybody just assumed it was talking about Jay-Z, but no, it's the co-head or the president of Rock Nation, who Meek is signed to, with a management deal.
Look, so, okay, let's take it back.
Mm-hmm.
Speak, because Tekashi talking about Meek, he put Meek out on Front Street, okay. Mm-hmm. But maybe he was on drugs during this time. We could blame it on the lean and the pills and whatnot. So Drake, an innocent bystander, minding his own business, he got mad at this dude for having a ghostwriter, right? He pointed out he had a ghostwriter. Is that snitching?
Yeah, I mean, because there's so many people in the rap game who have ghostwriters. So why is Drake being singled out? Right.
He didn't know Drake had it. Didn't nobody know that? Everybody thought that was not everybody on him. So to me, that's snitching. But then you got this rainbow haired dude talking all this shit on you, and you ain't even going hard with the lyrics against him. I'm confused.
Nah, because he too busy trying to go hard at academics, which it got to go back to Tekashi with that too, because he talking about academics ain't good for the culture, and we need to get academics up out of here and stuff like that. And academics and Tekashi are friends, so it kind of like go like hand in hand or whatever. But see, the thing about it is, he was trying to ride on Tekashi, and then Tekashi brought up that shit. He was like, dude, you managed by a rat, and he started pulling up this woman's like, he like, look, it's right here. All you gotta do a search on the internet, it's right here. She's a government informant. Ain't nobody came out and said that she's not. Everybody came out and pretty much acknowledged that, yeah, she a government informant. But nobody even brings up Ross. I think 50 is the only person who has recently brought up Ross, because he like 50's even said like, yeah, Meek a snitch. Like if Meek ain't a snitch, he hang around snitches. He managed by a snitch, and then he signed to a former correctional officer.
Mm. So here, look at this. The people don't like take a hint. Look at this dude Tekashi. He look like an idiot, don't he? Until he was like actually. But I'm just saying, and the perspective, he's just like, oh, this motherfucker's stupid. Like, he an idiot. Mm-hmm. But then he didn't fool everybody. He didn't like, oh, this motherfucker know how to Google. I didn't even know you could do this. I'm like, that's the first sign to leave this motherfucker alone. If he got all these people hemmed up and he's still walking around here freely, he outsmarting a lot of these dudes, like Snoop Dogg.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just like, just close your mouth, man. I'm like, this dude, he know he got something. He ain't stupid.
Well, I mean, I've heard people say since he's still under federal protection. So I've heard people say that he just getting the information directly from the feds. So that's how he know all this shit. You know what I'm saying? Firsthand. Which, I mean, you can believe that if you want to, but it's just kind of like, It does kind of like expose some shit because I was saying the same thing when dude first came out, and people was like, when he came out of jail, and people was like, oh man, he gonna be dead in a week and blah 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 blah, and you know he ain't gonna be able to make no more music, ain't nobody gonna fuck with him. And I'm like, dog, what do you mean ain't nobody gonna mess with him? Like, this man, or kid rather, or young man, I don't want to disrespect him like that, this young man is doing what a lot of people have done. Like, dude, if you live in the hood or you just live anywhere or whatever, you probably know a snitch. Because, I mean, motherfuckers end up getting hemmed up and taken away, and then they back on the streets like in a week. And it's like, come on, dog. And you sitting up here talking about some, oh man, my I got a lawyer, man. My lawyer did it right. Like, nigga, you had a motherfucker public defender, nigga. You was on First 48. So it's one of them type of things or whatever where you do gotta call out the hypocrisy in it, because that's what I was doing. I'm like, dog, what do you mean he ain't gonna be able to? What do you mean he ain't gonna be able to make it in the music industry? Like, he ain't the first person in the music that's been snitched. It's just like, as usual, people like to play favorites or whatever and be like, oh man, he a snitch. But have we forgotten? I mean, I know 50 Cent pulled it back up, but you know, like the stuff with T.I. When he was on Crime Stoppers. It's like video of him on Crime Stoppers talking about shit.
Man, that's because they be getting paid. That's how they be getting paid. I was like, man, who get these funds when they be turning these people in?
Or they be just trying to get themselves out of a jam. Because remember again, with T.I., when he got caught a few years back or whatever, with all them guns on him, I think that was like going to be like his third strike. And he only did like a year in jail?
Oh yeah, didn't know. Was it 50 that was talking about that?
Yeah, on that G-Unit album that You So Tough, he was like, he was like, man, I got the best lawyers ever. They talk about they probably could have got me 9 or 10 years, and you got out in 1 year. But I digress, because 50 has said that he wasn't talking about T.I. on her. Man.
Rappers, they'll do what they want to be.
No, they don't. They never do. They want to be whatever with whatever sells. So you know what you brought up her name, so I gotta go ahead and talk about her. Oh, before we get into that, another Nicki topic. They interviewed YG, and you know YG and Tekashi had beef with each other. Well, they still got beef with each other. And YG was asking, dude, so Nicki like collaborating with this dude, like, what you think about that? Because you collaborate with her. And YG was like, man, you know what? Just based on my principles, I can't even fuck with Nicki no more.
Has YG even released anything? Right? He ain't even been in the news. Media.
The last time I heard about him being in the news was when him and old girl Kalani broke up earlier this year, after dropping the album. I think they dropped the album and then they broke up like the very next day. But in other Nicki news, Nicki Minaj apparently is pregnant. So, yes. B, what you think about that?
I mean, ain't nothing. I mean, congratulations. Shit. Everybody dogging her because she says she's taking tacky pictures. I'm like, what the fuck do y'all care?
Because they hate her, and they, these motherfuckers be thinking they gotta really pick sides when artists be beefing with each other. I think part of it is they hate her because it's probably a whole bunch of Cardi fans who just like, oh, this bitch tacky, Cardi would never. And then it's also just people who probably hate her just because of her fans. Just like we talked about, like with Jordan fans. I mean, hell, I talked about sometimes, like with some of these LeBron fans. Fans will make you not like a motherfucker, and them barbs is kind of annoying.
Man, like, I didn't even know her group still exists. You know, she got married and like disappeared, and then she just not came back in the scene with this Tekashi CD or album.
Hey, she was probably out, you know, doing what she do, probably enjoying their married life or whatever. Obviously, putting a bun in the oven. It's nuts. So what else we got on the what else we got on the docket, my man?
Man, the media kind of slow. I think we hit the Meg, the snitching, Tekashi.
That motherfucker, that Kanye West rally.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, what was you gonna say?
Oh my god! Hold on, that Brashear, what's his name? Brashear Gray or whatever.
Hit me on that. Go ahead, because I'm not sure I'm up to speed on this.
Apparently, I guess he was beating on his wife, and she escaped. That's how they put it. She escaped from his clutches and ran. I think she ran up to a gas station or something, or to somebody else's house, and he beat me. And like, picture I showed you, I'm like, oh shit, look at her. He looking like Ike Turner in that picture.
Oh shit.
Girl,
uh-oh.
I was like, man, that quarantine must have got to him. He was like, I ain't getting no job. Beat your ass, man. What you say to me? Anime, she was like, hey, anime, what are you talking about, baby? You crazy. I don't know. That's it. That's wrong. I ain't gonna go too much further.
So yeah, my bad. I do want to hit that Kanye rally though. Cause did you see it? Well, it's one main clip that's floating around on the internet, but I did go and read a bunch of articles too about everything that he said during the rally. But have you at least seen the clip that was floating around on the internet?
Yeah, I saw the thing he was talking. I'm like, what is he doing? He looked like one of them cats from Iraq when they got the dude hostage and using his camera.
Yeah,
that's what he looked like. I'm like, what kind of rally is this? And I heard a girl in that she was recorded. She was like, oh, I'm about to go. He tripping.
He was talking about Harry Tubman, man.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, this clown. We voting for Sleepy Joe Biden.
Not Sleepy Joe. Hey, man, that shit was so stupid, though, the way he did. Because he was like, obviously I didn't see the whole clip, but I saw enough. Because I guess he was on some kind of thought. He was doing like his typical Kanye shit where he don't finish a thought before he start doing the other one. And from what articles and people who were reporters who was there and stuff were saying, they were like, hey, this dude was just like, he was just rambling on and on about shit. I know at one point he said he was against abortion, and I guess to entice people to keep from having abortions, because he said he was against abortion, but he would not make it illegal. And then he was like, okay, I guess to entice people to keep their kids to term and everything, he said everybody who has a baby would get $1 million.
Ninja, what?
That's what he said.
Trump can barely send out $1,000 or $2,000 for a six-second stimulus check. How you going to get $1 million per baby?
That, man, that's what Kanye said that he gonna do. He gonna president.
He gonna sell one of his shoes,
nigga.
Go open the door and get a box of Yeezys.
And then he was and then obviously he talked about the stuff with like Harriet Tubman. You know, with the stuff where he said Harriet Tubman didn't actually free the slaves. He said she took them to go work for other white people. I think that's played in the clip, and that's when the chick was like, all right, I'm out.
First of all, on the Grand Railroad, never mind. He should know. He need to use Google for his campaign. He's standing up there with that bulletproof vest on, looking stupid.
And I mean, the other part of it is, Man, I saw so many people, and motherfuckers is like some damn motherfuckers is like fanatics. They ain't even fans, they fanatics. I saw some people who support him. They coming out, you know, talking that stupid shit or whatever. See, y'all need to go ahead and educate yourselves or whatever, because if y'all educated yourselves, y'all would know that Kanye was right and blah 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 blah. My problem with shit like this is, and it happened last year when Jay-Z signed that deal with the NFL, and motherfuckers was all pro Kaepernick. Then when Jay-Z signed that deal with the NFL, all these damn Jay-Z fans was like, "Man, fuck Kaepernick! Like he could have been and got a job. Like we beyond kneeling now." I'm like, so Kaepernick getting thrown in the bushes just so Jay-Z can get another fucking job or another check? And it was the same thing with this, because you saw a bunch of motherfuckers. Man, I saw one nigga literally say in somebody's comment section who posted that video, "Harriet Tubman ain't never did shit for no black people. Y'all need to learn y'all history."
She never did shit for no black people. But wait a minute, though. Who was even preaching to Harriet Tubman? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, she in the history.
Who the fuck was like, even there to know what Harriet Tubman did or didn't do?
Oh my god, that's where you know as soon as you bring up Harriet Tubman, we gotta turn around, because you didn't even say nothing about Obama. That's why you know we crazy. I thought you were gonna say Obama didn't do nothing for black people. Okay, then state your points. But you said Harriet Tubman, she can't even defend herself.
Exactly.
Like, what so the I'm going to Harriet Tubman, nigga. Is you crazy? Yeah, you crazy. Let's go.
That nigga's a fucking loon, dog. And I'm like, but you know what though? This is what Kanye does. And I hope I don't offend nobody by saying this, but you know, whatever. I don't care. Kanye want to be white. Kanye has wanted to be white. At least for the time that he's been famous, he's wanted to be white. That's why he's changed the way he talked. Changed the way he talked, whatever. Because who the fuck talks like that? You know, like the way he be talking, he be trying to sound like a cross between somebody from Britain and some surfer dude. Like with that kind of accent.
That is?
Yeah, that kind of like little accent he trying to put on.
What the?
Because he ain't used to talk like that.
Hey, somebody! The next time y'all go to a Kanye rally, like get close enough to him, turn your flash on, and see what happens. You take a picture, see what happens, see if he snap out of it and go crazy and tell you to get out.
But Kanye has always wanted the approval of white people. It was just like even during back when him and Jay was cool, when they had that Watch the Throne album. And then Kanye was notorious right before they get ready to perform Niggas in Paris. He'd be like, "Hey, white people, this your chance to say nigga. This your chance to say nigga. We about to do it." And it's like, why the fuck would you say some shit like that? Because you want the approval of white people. I'm not saying that he wrong for wanting the approval of white people, but don't want the approval of somebody so damn bad that you just go on ahead and just throw all your fucking morals out the window.
Right. Yeah, I don't see white rappers doing that shit. We already exactly. Like, oh, he got a nice verse. Oh, he dope. Okay. And white people are already like, I don't know what white people are you looking for in particular, but the white people that listen to rap ain't the same. You probably want to go to like the country music or talk to Hootie or the Blowfish and see what type of music he's singing. You looking for a different crowd, I guess. Man. I don't know. Like, they probably approved of you as long as you didn't do nothing stupid, but you just, like, you probably, he trying to approve to the, like, the people in them seats.
Right. He trying to approve to them, like, and I'm like, dude, and, you know, usually whenever he talks about, like, his fashion stuff and everything or whatever, he always brings up all these white fashion designers and everything, and then they gotta bring up what's my man name, Virgil, I forget his last name, but they they try to bring up Virgil. I'm like, what about Virgil? And they like, yeah, but he ain't doing nothing on, you know, these white designers levels though. And it's like, dude, why are you going out of your way to shit on black people?
What level is there? Like, what is it he doing that's not on the level of what they doing? Because to me, all this stuff look the same, but different colors.
Right.
And don't nobody be wearing this stuff, no way, unless you put them on the shoe. Man, it's just dude. Really a name. Like, hey, I kind of made this. Slap my name on it. Like Vera Bradley or some shit like that.
Mm-hmm. Man, that dude is lost. He has been lost since, I dare I say, his mama died or whatever, because I think his mom was the only one who could get him to take his damn meds or to get him at least, you know, like, to keep him at least in check. It's definitely something. Do you think that? I mean, by his wife and stuff?
She's still there.
I mean, she's still there or whatever, but and I have heard some people saying whatever, like, damn, this probably is her fault because clearly she ain't at least trying to bring this nigga back to reality. I have heard some people say that, like, damn, she ain't trying to bring this dude back to reality. Like, what the fuck is up with that? But at the same time, though, come on, dude. It ain't no more. Do you think anybody besides Kanye's mama would actually be able to tell him what to do?
That's true.
Because, I mean, shit, Jay is like his big brother, you know, his OG, his mentor. And, you know, he said that he ain't listened to Jay in years. And that's why him and Jay, you know, stay falling out. Now you would like to think that if you are really fucking up, that your wife would, you know, pull you to the side and be like, "Nigga, what the fuck is you doing?" You would like to think that.
He should have stayed with Jay. He would have been better off. Now his music is just kind of just trash. He's just getting all these unnecessary beefs, and then I guess the best thing you did was release Yeezys. You should have just stuck with that. You probably should have just released a dope track. Like these Yeezys,
he should have did the back when you could do it. He should have just did the bundle deal. You buy every pair of Yeezys that get sold count as an album sale.
Yeah, because his Yeezys doing numbers, man. This shoe's like hard to get. And I heard they're comfortable.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, I got a pair. Yeah, they good. They good. I mean, I like them. I like them. They comfortable. Nigga. What the fuck you mean?
I mean, I ain't saying you can't afford them. I'm just saying they hard to get.
I was gonna say that motherfucker. What? Come on, man. Ain't like I bought them resale.
I'm just saying how you get them,
It's a motherfucker. It's actually a foot market, not too far away. Man, look, dude. I don't know if it's just like a thing of the media or something or whatever, or you know what? Who knows what put on her and stuff like that. I actually just went to my closest foot locker. Granted, it is, you know, it is a little bit off the beaten trail or whatever, but I went to like my closest Foot Locker and I was actually in there to get my son some shoes or whatever. And I was like, oh, them the new ones. And I'm like, yeah, let me go and try them. I'm like, you got a 14? They're like, yeah. And I'm like, let me go and try them. And I tried them on and I'm like, yeah, these motherfuckers clean. All right, let me go in and get them.
So did they really
I don't know. I know to get a 14 in anything dealing with Adidas. Anything else, I know they were 13 and a half, but anything dealing with Adidas, because I don't even think Adidas do half sizes.
They got 14 and a half, but they skip 15 and go straight to 16. So I'm like, dang.
They totally skipped 15, or was the 15 just sold out?
When I saw them Zions, they only had, like, to pick a size, they only had 14 and a half. And 16.
The 15s had to be sold out because I couldn't picture them just skipping over and just not making no 15s.
I just want them to, like, when the world opened back up, whenever that's going to be, to walk around at the Comic Cons.
Yeah, did they cancel Comic Con this year?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I could see, like, I was looking at the design. I could see how they comfortable because the inside, I feel like it hit that sole. Like, it sit up high enough to where when your heel hit that mug, it's still that cushion right there.
Mm-hmm.
Because somebody said you walking on clouds or something like that.
I mean, and because this is kind of like, you know, it's almost like what Adidas has been doing with, like, they, because they got that Boost technology in them. So, you know, if you'd have you like in a pair of Boost, even though I don't know, they must have did something different to his, because the Boosts are already comfortable. So you can, but you know, they got that Boost technology in there, but it feel like they got something else in there too to just make it like, dude, it be sometimes feeling like you ain't even got nothing on your damn foot. The motherfucker's so comfortable.
Hmm. Well, if they had them back during the karate movies, that'd have been the number one shoe. Hey, they need to remake it, last year, Kiss My Yeezys.
Man, because, yeah, but, I mean, shit, what was I, yeah, I mean, dude got some issues, and I know we in cancel culture, whatever, but I've always said that cancel culture don't work, because in order to cancel somebody, the motherfuckers who are fans of that person need to actually be the ones that cancel them. And fans of Kanye, I'm not accusing Kanye of anything. I'm not saying that that he has even done anything. But Kanye fans are like almost on the same level as R. Kelly fans. Cause you know, like when the shit came out with R. Kelly or whatever, his fans were still sticking with him. And then, you know, eventually people was just like, you know what? Yeah, I mean, he probably did that, but he made good music. And that's the same thing with Kanye. They like, yeah, I mean, Kanye be saying some real fucked up shit, but that nigga makes some good music though. So whatever. It becomes like a talent standpoint thing or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, dude, I mean, we remember when that tape came out, when that first tape came out, where he was pissing on that girl, and they came out like when we was in, what, high school? And motherfuckers was talking about, oh, he done. And then after that, he just went on like a spree. I think he had like a quick like minute where one shit happened. And then he just started making records for everybody again. Like after that, him and Jay-Z did like that Best of Both Worlds. I think they did two Best of Both Worlds albums. He did songs with like Snoop. He had did songs with like so many different people or whatever. And I'm like, dog, why y'all acting surprised when the shit come back up?
Cause man,
yeah, your TV loud as shit when you like.
That's my computer monitor. I didn't know that was loud. I can barely hear it.
That mic, man, that mic, when you ain't talking, that mic pick up everything else going on.
Hey, these AKG mics ain't no joke. For these Samsung phones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
That's a little headset.
Right. Yeah, man, but pray for Kanye. Don't pray for him. I don't care. I don't, man. Look,
hey, just act like he's just there for like a comedic act.
I ain't even saying you gotta cancel this dude or whatever, because I'm like not even a person who cancels people. All I'm saying is, if you're gonna cancel somebody, at least make sure they got a healthy body of work. Don't just cancel people just for one thing they didn't did, and then totally ignore everything else.
Snap. You talking about Nick Cannon?
Or not even him or whatever, because, you know, I mean, yeah, I get it. Sure, I guess I was subconsciously or whatever. That Nick Cannon shit, though, but I'm like, that takes me back to a saying. Don't attribute to malice what you can chuck up to stupidity. I think what he said was stupid. But do I think that it was like malicious in any way? No, I don't think he was trying to be malicious, but again, I don't know him.
He was trying to say some stuff. He said it in the wrong content. So, yeah, it was going to get taken out. It wasn't hate. Hate to me, I guess, is different than everybody else. He wasn't calling nobody outside their names. He wasn't saying no racial slurs.
He was calling white people savages. I mean, not that I'm saying that he wronged white.
Yeah. And I was looking like, oh, snap. And he said they little less animal. But then he mentioned Nordic. So he was talking about like the history of like Vikings and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And like the caveman. And I'm like, you should have never just. I'm like, I guess you should have just worded it differently. You should have. He was like, melanin's the magic. I'm like, we.
But didn't he start talking about Jewish people too?
Because he said Jewish is not. They not the Hebrews. Black people are real Hebrews.
And that's where his ass really got in trouble when he said that. Because you can't say nothing about Jewish people, man. Especially.
So he was wrong. He apologized to Viacom. They still let him go. He apologized to Fox. Fox, that's the only reason Fox said he apologized, so we keeping him. For the Masked Singer, I'm like, you can't have him not be on the Masked Singer because you ain't gonna have nobody on the show no more. This show is done without Nick Cannon. To me,
is it really? I mean, all he do is just sit up there and tell some corny ass jokes or whatever. Like, really, the panel is what make the show to me, and obviously the participants.
But I think he brought them participants on. I'm not saying he brought up. I mean, I guess they were encouraged to come on because Nick running the show, so they want to do the show, look fun, cool. I don't know.
Damn, but he really ain't got second. That kind of ain't really helping him, because who's like some of the biggest people they had on? What, they had like Gladys Knight, they had T-Pain, Lil Wayne. I mean, have they had like any like big people on there?
I guess, yeah, Candy Burrs.
Nigga.
What?
Get. All right, go ahead. Keep going.
She got a whole show and stuff. She up there.
Nigga, we got our own show.
I mean, but it's Candy, though. Escape. Or Escape, my bad. They got us pronouncing Escape wrong.
But I'm like somebody who was like, I'm talking about somebody who like will come on there and everybody will know.
Technically, she was one because her voice ain't changed. You should know Candy's voice.
But that's assuming you were a fan of hers to begin with, though, or you're a fan of Escape, because her solo shit ain't never done nothing.
Her voice like distinctive, but
it is. It is. I argue with you on that. I'm just trying to. Say, I'm is she really a big star? Because she's not. I mean, especially to these kids. I mean, is she really bigger than like Wayne or T-Pain?
I'm probably bigger than T-Pain. He ain't really doing nothing.
Okay, I can give you.
But
that.
So I guess you could say she a songwriter. She wrote like a lot of stuff for people. She like a neo slash, yeah, neo pretty much. I can't gonna say Carrie Hilson because she ain't burn no bridges.
But see, I would go ahead and say that too, because I think Carrie kind of has like a Carrie Hilson has a distinctive voice. So is she just like, was she just like Carrie Hilson before Carrie Hilson? Cause she can write you a mean song, but if she actually sings a song, it's just kind of like, whatever.
If she is in the limelight, okay, she'd have wrote for almost everybody and sang a song for them, and some of the panels that are singers, like right off the bat, like Robin Thicke. You should have already known that was Candy Burrs. You've been in the music industry for like, I don't know how long, since like what, 2000 and, well, actually since 98?
Yeah, maybe even going back further than that, I guess.
Because you know, you remember that video he had? He had the long hair. He was riding on that bike. It was a long ass time ago.
Nah, I don't know about that
one. So that was him. He was like a carrier delivery boy. Anyways. I mean, I know he grew up. He had to know who Candy was. Him being on the panel. The girl from the Pussycat Dolls, I can never remember her name.
Nicole Swanger.
She should have known that was Candy. I think the only person that really knew who it was old girl.
Jenny McCarthy.
Yeah.
But, and you know what, though? They gotta make me think about it, too. Nigga, if all these people coming on this show because of him, Wendy have gotten some better judges. I mean, for real, dude, because Jenny McCarthy ain't, I mean, she famous to like people like you and me because we remember back in the day when she used to be on MTV.
Yeah.
And when she had some sort of a film career and Robin Thicke, yeah, again, we remember him because, you know what I'm saying, for like years ago or whatever, like you ask somebody like, you know, like our kids' age or whatever, they probably like, who? Who are those people? I think like Kim Jong is probably like the only dude.
They would know because he'd been in everything.
Yeah, because he's been in everything more recently, whatever, like the chick from the Pussycat Dolls, whatever. I mean, she's beautiful, but she's more known for being beautiful than for being the lead singer of the Pussycat Dolls.
But that's okay. So we, the only people I would say they would know behind the mask would be Lil Wayne.
Yeah, and Lil Wayne.
That one, and that maybe one girl. Yeah, yeah. And that little girl. She had the little funny colored hair stuff. She, I don't remember her name. She like 17. She was on there singing. I think my kids knew who she was.
Yeah, so it's kind of like one of the things. I'm like, dog, like, I mean, and I ain't trying to shit on Nick or whatever, because, I mean, I think Nick has done a lot for a lot of people, especially with Wildin' Out. He's done a lot for a lot of people and employed a lot of people. So, I mean, I never shit on a black man doing something positive, regardless of his rap career.
His rap career. I didn't know you had one. But what about them people that's, that he employed? They like sticking up for him? They saw, you see it. They just been quiet on social media.
Man, I saw, last thing I saw was Nick. Nick was talking about, well, Nick, it wasn't even Nick talking. Nick been pretty much went silent on social media from all I've heard. I haven't went and checked his social media accounts because honestly, I really don't care that much. But from what I've heard people say, when people like, oh my God, Nick is on suicide watch or whatever. He feeling real down and stuff like that. And he, I think somebody said he put up like a cryptic tweet and people was like reading into that, like he was going to kill himself or something like that. And I'm like, I don't know. I don't know. I hope he doesn't kill himself because, I mean, if I got to say it, yeah, of course I'm anti-suicide. But I hope that ain't the case. I hope he isn't, you know, going to hurt himself and all that. But it's just been radio silence for Nick for a minute.
Yeah.
Man, hopefully he'll make no song.
The income, he just heard over his brand, but I'm kind of like, man, you can't bounce back and make another one. I don't know what goes behind all that, but just like,
and you would think he would be able to, because I mean, you got the formula, so you should be able to go ahead and go and just recreate said formula,
right? He created all those shows on Nick, Teen Nick, he wrote and produced all those shows for them. I mean, if you're doing that kind of damage, then you can go somewhere else and make maybe some black teen shows. I don't know. On Revolt. Turn Revolt into something.
That did it. Yeah, because Revolt. Because Revolt ain't shit right now.
Yeah, make it something. Like, you did this stuff for Viacom. Do it for that. Just see what you can do.
Yeah, I mean, so, you know. Hey, man. But, I mean, because he's not the, I think the conversation would have went a whole lot better with Nick and with Nick talking about, like, you know, say, oh, black people, we're the real Hebrews and stuff like that. I think that would have went a whole lot better if he was having that conversation with, like, maybe a Jewish scholar or something like that, or a Jewish professor, somebody who was Jewish other than who was that, Professor Griff, he was having it with?
I think so. The dude from Public Enemy.
They got, was it Terminator X? It was somebody who used to be with Public Enemy, but they not anymore because they got it. They got fired from Public Enemy for saying similar shit.
You're tripping.
So it's kind of like, dude, like, you know, I understand, and I ain't saying that he can't have them beliefs. Look, man, I don't know. I ain't no scholar on that shit, so I don't know. And I ain't got no qualms with saying it. But it's just it's kind of like one of those things where you just have to like sit up and just say, dude, that conversation would have went a whole lot better if you would have had it with somebody, you know, of the religion or of the ilk that you are, you know, pretty much saying or whatever, y'all not the real ones, we the real ones.
Right.
Because it really just sounded like a one-sided conversation at that point or whatever, and I think that's where he really kind of like got fucked up and lost in the sauce scene.
And then he just went and he just went back into hiding. I'm like, man, you better come out. Because now they winning. If that's the case, if that's what you're thinking.
Yeah. And I'm like, I don't know, man. And maybe I kind of cringe whenever I hear, like, because, you know, it's every few years. It's just been heard recently. It's been a lot more people saying it, but I kind of cringe whenever I see Black people, you know, saying like, oh yeah, we the real so-and-sos. And I'm like, oh my God, please stop. Because you're going to get yourself in trouble. Like, have you actually researched this, or are you just saying it just because it sounds good to you?
I think they're researching it, and they just coming out saying it like, oh yeah, I'm proud.
But I'm like, but it's just like one of the things where, I mean, me and you have talked about it though, B. You can go on the internet and find anything that'll, if you look on it, you can find anything that'll support any kind of wild ass notion you got in your head.
Right.
So, man, go ahead.
So, I don't know. We don't know. The Hebrews have a book with all that information in it.
Yeah. I will say this though, you know, especially during like the civil rights movement and everything, whatever, it was a bunch of Jewish people who were riding for Black people.
Yeah.
And I don't think
they were ever hating us. They just hated the fact that some of us kind of took
the Black Israelites.
the criminalistic way out for the most part. Mm-hmm. Like, damn, we did all this movement and then boom, we still here. Mm-hmm. Type of thing. Y'all got the rights to move and ain't nobody stopping you, we behind you, type of thing. But some of us are here, some of us are there.
Yeah, man. It's just crazy or whatever, like, you know what I'm saying? But I mean, I hope Nick ain't on suicide watch. I hope he does pick himself back up and just recreate the formula somewhere else. Just for the fact, I mean, you know, you gotta appreciate what he did with like Wilding Out and like you said with like Nick and everything, because he's brought so many people to the forefront. People that we probably wouldn't have known of if Nick didn't, you know, go ahead and, you know, put them in a position to succeed.
Right. And then I think everybody just kind of like, man, he said that and he got fired for that one little thing.
That's part of cancel culture or whatever. That's why like people be trying to go at, you know, like when they go in there like these, you know, people who are racist or whatever, and yeah, they should be, you know, called out for the shit. But here's the thing though, you go in at these people for being racist or whatever, like they sit up taking stock and watching everything that you did too. And they like, look, nope, because I got fired when I said XYZ, so they need to get fired too. Cause now I'm offended.
Like boom, you gone.
Yeah, and that's it literally is that way. Like, now I'm offended, so you had your time to be offended, so now I'm offended, and I want you fired.
That's why I don't be saying no Facebook, because I'm like, oh, look at these group of people. As soon as I say something, I gotta watch what I say. I ain't trying to watch what I say, so I ain't gonna say nothing. Because I don't know what's gonna offend somebody. I know I ain't gonna call nobody out their color or any names. I don't really hate nobody, for real, but even if you just kind of speak, and try to translate what somebody else is saying, that may get you caught up. I'm like, I ain't got time to be arguing back and forth with you motherfuckers.
Right, over something that, and we can't agree on this, most of the people that be arguing on Facebook don't even care about what the fuck they arguing about. They just want to argue with somebody.
Right.
Yeah, man. So, hey, man, prayers up to Nick, man. Hope you okay. Also, prayers to Tamar Braxton, man. Toni Braxton's little sister. She apparently attempted suicide. She's okay right now, but I think they got her on watch.
She said Tamar?
Tamar.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about her. Man, she got the whole TV show and then nothing, and then boom, this article come out. I'm like, the fuck? Man, that's crazy.
Yeah. But, I mean, you got a lot of people who, you know what I'm saying? I mean, hell, we just got done talking about Kanye and whatever. Crazy people, I mean, crazy famous people be fucked up in the head sometimes. And especially if you were the type of person where you read a bunch of shit that people are putting online about you. And you just so consumed with that or whatever, like I can totally see how that would really fuck you up in the head.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Prayers to Tamar. All right, man. Do I have anything else? Nah, B. I think I'm gonna wrap it up. Well, at least let me get my throwback, because I don't know if you got something. Let me get to my throwback at least. My throwback this week is Mint Condition, Pretty Brown Eyes.
Pretty Brown Eyes.
Mm-hmm. My man say quit breaking my heart.
Hey, I've been trolling people with daggone old school stuff on Facebook lately. They be posting comments like this girl said, man, if my candles go out, I mean, if my power go out during the storm, I got to light a candle for my dinner. I'm like, look, if you have a candle lit dinner, you better play some Boys and Men. I put the Boys and Men meme at the bottom. My throwback. I've been watching Amazon Prime a lot lately, and they got these old 90s martial arts movies on there. I had to throw it back to my man. Billy Blanks is the villain in this movie, King of the Kickboxers.
Not Billy.
Billy Blanks. King of the Kickboxers.
What did that, who else was in there?
Oh shit! The only person you know in that mug is Billy Blank.
Oh, okay.
I think the dude, the main character. Man, I don't remember where else he was in. I know the one of the instructors in the movie was in the Mortal Kombat movie as Reptile, and then the second one is Sub-Zero. But yeah, Billy Blank is really the shining star.
The shining star. Oh, man.
Bad guy with them beady eyes. I'm gonna kill you. You can't do nothing. I'm like, man, these movies.
It's one of them tip. What was it, 80s, 90s?
It was like maybe 90, 91, pushing past 80.
One of them joints. Oh, yeah. I can just imagine how horrid the acting was up in there.
All of it, man. My man, shit, in the movie Ring of Honor with Cynthia Rothrock, I think his name, like, Ken Jeffries. Mm-hmm. He should have been an inspiration to everybody. Black kid, martial arts. He's the only black dude you saw in them type of movies.
Yeah, man. I'm gonna have to go check that out. You said it was King of the Kickboxers.
Yeah, it's on Amazon Prime, man. Watch out. Look at corny movie, man. That dude, the main character, almost like a video game character, talking all trash.
Yeah, I'm gonna check that mug out. I'm gonna see what it's about. Hopefully it ain't like what's that whack ass movie that we had watched? I think it was Max who had suggested this shit. That cartoon, that fucked up ass cartoon movie.
This one a little bit better than that.
Nigga, all right, good. Because I was like, that shit, well, what was it? I can't even remember the name. I had to go through the fucking emails. But that was some bullshit Max had us watch. Motherfucker Barry White was voicing the motherfucker, was voicing somebody.
Man, hold up. Before we go, yeah, you got to bring us a throwback from Max. Email in a minute. Let me see Barry White.
Because it was racist, too, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
It was some old racist shit. I'm like, what the fuck is this? Coonskin.
Coonskin, oh. Yeah.
Nigga. Some motherfucking coonskin, dog. I was like, what kind of shit is this?
Coons, 1975. That's why it was off the wall.
Man. Apparently, they was just letting anybody do whatever they wanted to do.
We had the little black rabbit. Coonskin.
Coonskin.
I would have never thought of that movie until he brought it up, man. Don't suggest no more movies, Max, if you still in.
Hey, I should have known. If it was ever a time for a Patreon, dog, we should have made him pay us to watch that movie.
Right.
Oh shit. Mm-mm-mm. Oh man. You ain't got like no throwback TV shows or anything you've been watching?
I'm watching Growing Pains right now.
Oh shit, with the Seavers?
Yeah, so if y'all got a Roku TV and it's like the Roku channel, it's free for real. I mean, Growing Pains is on there. They got the whole series.
Mm-hmm. How far along in there or are you in it? Has Leonardo DiCaprio showed up yet?
No, I ain't that far into it. I'm in the first season, like the 20th episode or some shit like that. Hey, that song hit, y'all. As long as we got each other, brand shot. Yeah, that song hit still.
Hey man, the motherfucking 90s and 80s theme songs, man, they was always good for being soulful.
Right. I was like, man, I gotta watch Growing Pains, man. And then looking at this show, I was like, man, this show kind of raunchy, the stuff they was talking about. I'm like, they ain't had no limits.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm saying they ain't had no limits on this show.
Didn't the sister end up like doing porn or something? Tracy Gold, ain't that her real name?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Oh, okay. Oh shit, I had that wrong. My bad.
I know the sister on Family Man is dead.
Mm-hmm. Nigga, I saw that porn she was in. Well, a couple porn she was in, she was like a lifeless dog. I felt sorry for her.
You said her name, Tracy Goldman?
Tracy Gold. I think that was her name. The person who played the sister on her. Because it was Mike, and then I forget the sister name, and then what was the younger brother named Ben?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, some basic names.
I know Kirk Cameron, Mike Seaver, for him to have played a dirtbag on that show, because he was a fucking dirtbag. He was like a 90s version of Eddie Haskell or some shit. You know, he like really big into religion now.
Yeah, you know, they kicked him off set and stuff for that.
Yeah, because he was, wait a minute, because his religion?
Because they said he was too like overbearing with it on set. Not on Growing Pains, but that's why he never got any more like movie roles or anything like that. The stuff he was just saying, that's why he got divorced. He was just too much in it. I was like, man, that's one thing to be religious, but man, like sometimes y'all just be like overdoing it.
Yeah.
Like your views really ain't there like you think they are. Cause now you're not convincing anybody now.
Yeah. Yeah, you just turning everybody. But you know what, though? That's what a lot of people do with religion, man. People be using their religion to basically shame and hate on people. And it's like, well, religion is supposed to bring us all together.
Yeah, man. It's...
Man. I know. I know that's a topic for another show.
We supposed to kumbaya and stuff like that, not like you getting cast out. Like, I'm okay, what?
No, that motherfucker is good. They good. They good for cast. Like, y'all wanna believe what I believe? Well, fuck you then. Go to hell. Literally.
I can't believe what you believe, because first of all, the book had a description of Jesus in it, and this is what we came out with. Your artists suck. Your imagination. If this is what he looked like to you, given the description in the book, then I don't want to hear nothing you got to say.
Because it doesn't make sense. I can't believe what you believe, because look at how you treat me when I ask you a couple of questions about like stuff or whatever, and you get mad and shit like that. So I'm like, dude, if this religion accept people like you, then I definitely don't want to be a part of it.
Great. Are you loony? All this stuff. Like, nope. I don't want nothing to do with that.
Loony fucking tune, some motherfucking animaniac shit.
Man, hold on. Why she telling me to put some respect on her name? Oh, see.
She good. She good, dog. She be talking that shit, man. I fuck with her, dog.
Look, I was gonna say something. I was like, look now. Ain't nobody making fun of your name with the asterisk at the end. But you unique though. I ain't gonna say, but look, it's Sima, and it's got the, you know what I'm saying? Or the accent. I guess it's supposed to be the accent more than her posture, whatever. Separating the J from the A. I'm like, oh, here we go. See, I'm about to get it on the IM tomorrow.
Or maybe you could just stop being an asshole.
How though? It's just,
what you mean? Just how you stop being an asshole? It's easy. All right, man.
Oh, I gotta say something about another situation. It ain't nothing to do with this one, but it's kind of similar.
All right. Oh, okay, cool. Well, let's go ahead and wrap it up then. You got anything for the people?
Hey. If y'all motherfuckers think about vote for Kanye West, I'm gonna beat all y'all. Don't even play no games. This is serious.
Don't get up in that damn voting booth being cute or whatever and do no write-ins and shit like.
Hey, and these businesses, it's the 20th and mask on. Don't argue. Let's just do it and get it over with.
Or, you know what? If you don't want to wear a mask, you know what you could do? You could just get fucking curbside.
Right. And that what you tell black people when they get arrested, just listen.
Yeah, all you gotta do is just do what they telling you to do and you won't get in trouble. Same thing.
Yeah. Yeah. This is easy, huh?
Hey man,
your rights.
You know some of these people don't, they be thinking that the law only applies to minorities. It don't apply to the majority.
And then leave these people alone that's wearing masks and you not. Don't say nothing.
Trying to harass them and shit.
Like, oh, you looking, you doing whatever they tell you to do. I'm like, oh, okay. So look here. If a cop rolled up to me right now, I ain't got my mask on, and I proceed to tell him I'm not putting on my mask, then what you gonna say? Because that's what you're thinking. that's the law, right? I gotta do whatever he telling me to do. But if this was you in this position, you gonna be screaming your rights. But yep. If I do the same thing and this is on camera, you're gonna be like, well, you should have listened.
Yep.
I need y'all to make it make sense.
Man, all I wanna say is that you can't have it both ways. Now, yeah, you do. Yeah, you're right. That is your right to not wear a mask. You cannot wear a mask, but you also can't be getting mad and berating people. And like we just seen all these damn videos of whatever, people at grocery stores fucking throwing shit all up out of their cart, all up on the floor or whatever. Like, man, fuck this store. I ain't coming back up in here no more. What is that gaining? Because you still got to get some fucking food.
Yeah, you're going to be back up in there.
So, you know, so if you can't follow the rules, then stay your ass at home.
Right. It's on the door. You can't come in. It's at the malls. You can't come in without a mask. I mean, it is what it is. It's not going to hurt nobody.
That shit is the new no shoes. It's the new no shoes, no shirt, no service.
Mm-hmm.
So just give, like my man said, just go ahead, just do it. Just do what you're supposed to do, because, I mean, not that I think that it would happen, but I would love to. I have yet to see one of these people in any of these videos who, be going on and bitching and complaining about these masks. I have not seen any one of them get their ass handed to them yet. But I know it's coming.
Mm-hmm.
Because especially with these employees, because, I mean, you got to be a fool to think that everywhere is just going to start hiring security, which they might, I don't know, but these employees ain't going to be for that shit, especially with the little money they make for you to be all up in their face going off on them and shit like that about a fucking mask. You might get your ass fucking cold cocked.
Right.
So be very, very careful. And when you get your ass knocked out, don't be getting them talking about you going to sue and I can't believe you hit me and all this other stuff. Because, again, you can't just go, look, dumb the rules, dog. And you can't be going ahead and just deciding that you're going to act a motherfucking fool with the quote-unquote little guy because you pay their salary. And if you stop shopping there, you believe that if I stop shopping here, you'll be out of fucking business. You won't even have a job if I don't shop here. You can't be just going off on people like that and just expecting for them to take it, because that's how we ended up in this point in America, period, with civil rights and everything, because y'all think that people just supposed to just accept shit and take it, and it turns out people really ain't for that shit.
Nope.
So, yeah, you can't have it both ways. If you want to go up in here and start bitching and complaining about a mask and carrying on, you need to be prepared to get your ass kicked. Or go to jail.
I'm here for it. I want to watch it. So, if you see me with my phone on, I may be recording you acting stupid.
With a big ass smile on your face.
Under the mask, yep. And then you're going to hear my mask. You're going to hear my voice in the background. I'm like, hey, just listen, man. Just follow the rules. Just all you got to do is conform.
Stop resisting.
Look, I'm going to be in the video like, oh, well, this is the beginning of the video, y'all. I'm going to tell y'all what happened. This is what happened.
Stop resisting.
The cop rolled up, and he was resisting. And I don't want to hear nothing about his rights, because that's what you do to us.
Mm-hmm. Or be talking about, we ain't see the whole video, so we don't know.
Right.
We don't know what happened beforehand.
That's what they doing if we don't wear a mask. Yeah.
This is dumb the fucking rules, jackass.
I bought my mask. I got 50 of them. Throwaways, but.
Mm-hmm.
And because I already knew that, I already saw this was we was heading down this road, so I said, "Oh, let me get them."
Yeah, I got a couple of reusable ones. I just wash them every. I just wash them. I got like 5 of them. I barely go out places, but I be alternating them. And the one that I do wear, as soon as I get home, I just go ahead and just wash it and hang it up so it can dry.
Yeah, I finally got some Lysol detergent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. Yeah, I ain't really got nothing to say. Just, piggybacking off of what B said or whatever. Yeah, man. Don't be a dickhead. And if you are a dickhead, then expect people to act in kind. You can't have it both ways. You can't be like, because guess what? It ain't your right to be a dickhead. You might have a lot of rights, but being a dickhead ain't one of them.
Nope.
That is all. All right. For Uptown ENT, I am Low. My man B, we out.
Later.